Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello and welcome back to this amazing online summit, Connecting Soul Beings. Today I'm introducing you to Laura Christine Sains. She is the CEO and founder of Live Vegan Vibrantly. Now, this conversation today is about how we raise our vibration through a vegan lifestyle. Laura shares her amazing story, and we talk about how we can start by small steps to make the changes to have a more vibrant, high energy, healthy, and happy lifestyle by living the vegan way. So please grab yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and enjoy this beautiful conversation. So, Laura, wonderful to have you here on the summit.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here with you, Bianca, and everybody in the audience. Hello. Welcome.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. You're always so vibrant and full of energy. Love it.
Thank you.
So, talking about being vibrant and full of energy, how did you actually get to do what you do, living vibrantly through a vegan lifestyle?
Well, it's been quite a journey. So I will just share a snippet of my journey for those of you who haven't heard it before. Basically, long story short, before this amazing lifestyle that I lead today and share with the world, I was working in corporate America. I was an IT corporate consultant, had my own business doing that as well. I was really good at it, but it really wasn't where my heart and my soul really truly needed to be. And because of that, I ended up getting really sick. I just ignored, I think, what my calling was, and I really wasn't sure what it was. And I ended up developing 7 major diseases. Some of them, my biggest disease was Crohn's. Mm-hmm. I had fibromyalgia, major depression, I had anxiety, I had systemic candida, which was also a huge problem. Mm-hmm. I think I had some anemia problems, and I also had some arthritis. I was just really a mess by my late 20s. And I remember, you know, going to all of the doctors, Western medicine, here, take a pill for this, take a pill for that. And it didn't work. It actually made me feel worse. It gave me, you know, like some of the stuff wasn't allowing my systems to work properly. They were just kind of putting a Band-Aid, and there weren't any solutions really for the problem. And so I tried the homeopathic way, and they were also giving me medication, and they put me on the Mediterranean diet, which is full of fat, full of dairy, a lot of oil. And they were saying, well, if you have any side effects from this medication of not enjoying the sun, then let us know. And so, well, I really would love to enjoy sunlight. So left, and I literally had the chance to go and do one of the things I had always dreamed of, which was going to yoga teacher training. So I did that and studied under mentors and master teachers. And then I just found myself about 3 years in, I got to do more. You know, I want to do more in this life besides teaching yoga. Obviously, I love it. Been practicing since I was 17. So I just wanted to do more. So I happened to just be at a birthday party of another yoga teacher. And that's where I met the directors of UCSD. So it's University of California of San Diego, and they happen to run the Center of Integrative Medicine department. And it was just by chance, and there was all these healing practitioners there, and I was speaking, you know, bonding with everybody because I was really into the health thing. And we just bonded, and they were teaching a natural healing and cooking program that actually prevented and reversed cancer, illnesses, and diseases, whole food plant-based nutrition, and macrobiotics. And they're like, we would love for you to come teach the class. And I said, yes, of course. And without having, you know, any real like training or anything, they just really saw that I had this talent that I think I hadn't quite revealed even for myself. So I started teaching the program. I created the holiday series and just really dove into it. And the doctors used to come to my class at the end and they would eat my food. And one time they were like, we really need to talk to you. And I'm like, oh boy, like, what am I doing wrong? Right. And they're like, whatever you're doing up there, you have it. You understand the knowledge of depth and you have a healing element that is in your food. Wow. And you either have it or you don't, and you do. Would you mind if we started prescribing our cancer patients to you and privately cooking for them? Wow. And so I was like, wow, like, I mean, just tears started, you know, rolling. And I knew in that moment that this was my purpose, to really embrace this lifestyle and teach people how to heal and be in service. So I started this little chef business. And by the way, the one thing that I did leave out there for a sec, because I was so excited telling the story, was when I was going through the cooking program, I said, all right, if I'm going to be teaching this, you know, to cancer patients and people who are really sick with major chronic illnesses, I better walk the talk. So I ate nothing but everything that I was cooking. Wow. So I said, this is it. And within 6 weeks, my symptoms alleviated. I continued to heal. And I took no medication, nothing. And I'm like, why doesn't everybody know about this? It's not hard. This is plants, you know, vegetables, grains, legumes, nuts and seeds. Of course, I was teaching some medicinal healing foods that I had never tried before. But I was like, this is not rocket science. We should be really advertising this. And my friends started asking me, so besides the doctors wanting me to cook, I started this little private chef business. And then I said, you know, I really need to get this out to the world. Mm. So that's how I came up with Live Vegan Vibrantly, because I wanted to eliminate the stigma about vegans, that they're weak, they're not healthy, they don't have muscle, and it's like so hard. I'm like, no, it's not. It actually allows you to live vibrantly. So that's what I started doing. And like you, I put on educational programs and I have other programs and clients. And basically what I do is I teach teachers so they can also pass this message on so we can cultivate a sustainable, healthy world for the future.
Wow, amazing. Fantastic. Wow, thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
So inspirational.
Thank you for letting me.
And I can so understand, because having a chronic disease myself for so many years and swapping over to a plant-based diet for me has aided the process of healing. And so now, since February this year, I'm off the medication. So, you know, amazing, amazing. So for me, I'm certainly not one of those, you know, super skinny, malnourished vegans, because I still love my food and sometimes a little bit too much, but that's okay. And so that's why I was so excited to have you here as well, because like you say, teach people who can then teach others is amazing. And that's also part of the work that I do and that many other experts on the summit do as well, is for us to learn it so that we can pass it on, right? And that's how we then also collaboratively help everybody around the world. Yeah. And that's amazing. So yeah, it's so fascinating, you know, because when you really dive into that, it doesn't just help you from a physical body. What have you noticed? Because I know myself how it helps from a metaphysical point of view as well. What have you noticed being the big difference in working with others on living that way and eating plant-based from a metaphysical or spiritual level?
Well, really what this lifestyle allows you to do is remove all of the noise, so to speak. Let's, you know, just start with, you know, all of the noise just about diet in general. You know, I never call this a diet. It's a whole food plant-based lifestyle. And, you know, I do get a lot of questions like, you know, there's so much conflicting information out there. Can you just give it to me the right way? And that's exactly what I do, is bridging the gap between whole food plant-based nutrition and using food as medicine specifically for certain ailments. And so once you have that foundation of, okay, I've got the food down, and there's a process of what you go through when you are healing and when you are switching to a whole food plant-based lifestyle. So I'm kind of first bringing it back to the fundamental piece, and then I'll kind of go higher with the spiritual level. Because we need to eat to survive.
Yeah.
So when we start cleansing our system, that is the fundamental element, I would say, to start opening up and getting into the soul. Yes. Everybody, we all have one, but it's also different levels of consciousness as well. So you start to open that up. But a lot of times, and I've shared this before, is, you know, people, they just think, okay, I'm going to get on this lifestyle and it's going to happen for me overnight. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that it's taken years, maybe decades, you know, maybe an almost half to 60, 70 plus years that you've been sick or, you know, with this ailment. And from that time, it's going to also take time for you to heal. So I always explain that here's, you know, where you start, your starting point, and then in between here and optimal health.
Yes.
Is your healing process, and it's a cleansing process, and there's also a different levels that you're going to go through to reach that higher level of consciousness or spirituality or connection to your soul or purpose. Mm-hmm. Really, however your journey is going to end up for you.
Yeah.
But things start to become clear, because what you're doing is you're removing a lot of toxic energy that is energetically clouding you, whether it's, you know, a lot of times I have a mentor that says, you know, sick people have sick minds. And the reason why it might sound a little bit harsh, but it's the truth, because, and I had a sick mind my sick mind was perpetuating my illness. It was perpetuating my disease because those are the behaviors. You are actually participating in behaviors that are enabling the disease, that are enabling the illness. And once you start to dive into the power of education, and that's literally what I do, is give you the power of education, the training, and the things that you may not know yet that are available to you, that's when you start cleansing. And there's so many different, and also too, that bad bacteria, a lot of people with colon disease, you know, any kind of intestinal disease, autoimmune disease, there's a lot of people with candida, the depression, the anxiety, all of that. There's new studies coming out all the time, is all also cultivated by bad bacteria.
Right. And okay.
We are literally these huge living beings of bacteria. And if you're not feeding the good bacteria that actually allows you to properly function and thrive and digest and eliminate and, you know, eat, sleep, breathe clearly and have energy, then that bad bacteria is going to keep you where you're at. So there's that dying off period, and it is literally a transformation. And the biggest thing too is, this is for people who, when it comes to healing, if they really want to heal, they also get to accept that their lives are no longer going to be the same.
No.
Because it's a natural progression that maybe your friends will change, you know, your habits change. Yeah. But the stigma is also that healthy is boring, when in actuality, it's full of abundance and vibrancy and prosperity and connection.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So there's, I know that it can be, that can be a lot, you know, but the fundamental is food, self-care, and the process of unraveling is different for everyone. Everybody's going to go through their different realizations. Everybody's going to go through those self-limiting beliefs and those blocks and those levels too of resistance, where you're like, okay, I'm about to go to the next level. And when you're looking at a staircase, this part, after you reach a certain level and then you're going up, this is always the point where people want to quit right before they get to that next hump. And there's a reason for that. And I believe that reason is the universe, God, your purpose, whatever you want to believe in, the divine, is really testing you to say, are you sure you want this? Because what you're dealing with and going through right now is going to prepare you for this level.
Right. Yeah.
Then you've got that skill set, that experience. Okay, let's go to the next one. And I think it's a beautiful process. For me, it's better than just, you know, sitting in front of the television and just, you know, really wanting to do more but not doing anything with my life. You know, I'm really lucky that I discovered this at a young age and I'm able to do what I'm doing. And I wouldn't trade anything for it because I'm so much happier. I don't have any diseases and just amazing people like yourself that I get to work with. And share this information with the world. We are happiest.
Yeah.
Buddha, Gandhi, all of these people, Mother Teresa, we are happiest when we are in service. Martin Luther King, we are the most happy when we are in service to others.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, I so agree. Yeah, definitely. And it doesn't matter whether that's in service in terms of your own business or in service, you know, for your family or for your friends, that can take different forms. Yeah, for sure. So how could we start? How do we start that change? What's the first thing that we do? I mean, you spoke about cleansing and starting off with food, but what is that first step?
The first step is desire. Mm. You know, are you willing to go all the way? Are you, you know, no matter what, are you committed? Because you can say, okay, I really like that. That would be nice, but I'm not willing to eat the right foods, or, you know, the best foods, I should say, not the right ones, but the best foods for my body. I'm not willing to let go of toxic relationships, you know, drinking, smoking, negative, you know, things that are perpetuating the life that I don't want. Mm-hmm. You know, are you willing to actually give yourself the love, the worthiness, and the value that you truly are, and that you have the divine birthright to live out this life?
Yeah.
For yourself. Because it comes down to self-love, and it comes down to self-respect, and knowing your worth, and knowing that you are valuable. And that everybody on this planet has some sort of purpose. There is abundance. There is no competition. So that's my first thing before I even speak to anyone. The desire has to be there, and people will be like, you know, I really want you to help my friend. Okay, but does your friend really want it? Well, I want it for them.
Yeah.
No, the first step is desire. Do you want to be healthy and vibrant and have energy, and who knows where it's going to take you? Are you willing to go on your journey? This one life that we know of, are you willing to fully live it?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And that takes courage to get to that point, I think, doesn't it?
But why wouldn't, I don't know, at least for me, I can speak for myself.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get to work with the most incredible, inspiring people that are not only spreading this message, but also their whole purpose just comes alive.
Mm.
And they know what it is that they want to be doing, and they go for it.
Yeah.
And they make it happen. And a whole new consciousness is arising. There's no more of like, you have to, you know, from like the 1950s, you have to get married and live in a white picket fence and have children. I mean, if you want to do that, awesome.
Yeah.
But aren't necessarily having to, you know, fit the mold. We're moving into a higher state of consciousness, I think, as a collective. And we're really focused on creating a sustainable planet and really spreading the message that we are all responsible. Even, you know, people that are really close to me, they'll say, well, we just have to wait until they start doing something.
Yeah, right.
No.
No way. It's
everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone has to pitch in, because we are all living on this planet. We're all sharing this home. It's not just, oh, well, you know, forget them, it's too bad for them, or I'm just going to wait, you know, until somebody else does something about it and then the culture just changes. We have cultivated and created that change. The vegan community, I mean, look at dairy sales. Plummeted.
Yeah.
Non-dairy alternatives have just grown 400%, something outrageous. There's so much activism and awareness that you no longer have to be sick and nearly dead and on medication to live this life.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it definitely starts with taking that step and being committed, you know, and really following that path to the T. I mean, you mentioned earlier that it's not hard, and it isn't. It's definitely not hard to live that way. especially not once you've made that decision.
Right. So people, you know, we can make it hard. I mean, it's not, healing isn't necessarily like the most easiest thing. I mean, everybody has a different experience.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was definitely some challenging times, you know, and I had to say, am I willing to let go of my old life? You know, and I said, yeah, you know, I better, or else. I've already come this far. Once you start,
exactly,
and you're like, I kind of know too much, I can't go back. And then you learn more and you're like, oh no, I definitely can't go back.
That's right.
So once you get started, you're like, okay, yeah. So,
yeah.
But there's so much support. I mean, my first vegan friends were all on Instagram, like,
yes,
when I started. So, and the community is so supportive.
Mm.
So that's the great part about this lifestyle, is there's so much support.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you know, your friends also help you to stay there because they are supporting you. And the ones that are not, it's, you know, it's a decision then as well. Like you're saying, with your old lifestyle, you know, and that may include, okay, does that person still fit that lifestyle that I want to create for myself? And sometimes you do need to let go of people as well. It's not just the lifestyle letting go. You know, sometimes you're also letting go of people, but the ones that are truly friends, in my experience, they fully support it, you know, even though they may not necessarily agree.
Yeah.
However, they love me and they love what I do, and therefore they support me for that, right? So they help wherever they can in their knowledge field as well. And if they have any questions, I help them with that and I answer the questions. And so that's been, yeah, quite a journey for me as well, in that sense of, okay, so how am I going to fit within the circle of friends and the things that we used to do together? And even my partner sometimes says, I miss the fact that we go to certain restaurants. But I go, yeah, but now we're going to other restaurants, right? Or we're cooking at home together rather than separately. So, and that has shifted as well. And we're both having a lot more fun finding the recipes that are completely fun to make and joyful to eat, you know, and not seeking the replacement for the things that we used to eat. And I think that's also a thing that a lot of people are worried about. It's like, oh, I can't have that anymore. I can't have that anymore. Oh yeah, but you can have this, you know, which is amazing. And we can make it like that, so it's even better and more enjoyable. So you're also learning and teaching at the same time for each other, when you have that community around you, which is amazing. I find it very, very comforting at the same time. Yeah. So, yeah, continue.
I was just going to add to your comment too about people thinking that they, you know, that they're losing out or missing out, and they literally have a vegan version of everything, and your palate changes.
Yes.
And your awareness changes and your education level changes. And once you know where that steak is coming from, and not only the economic, but emotional and physical and spiritual impact on not only the animals, but humanity and the earth and your spiritual being,
yeah,
you can make a wise decision. I really do believe that this lifestyle promotes so much wisdom. So it's, and when I start with people, it's like, we're not taking anything away. We're adding. We are creating abundance there. I mean, if you think about it, okay, meat, chicken, you know, what is it? Like cow, pig, you know, whatever you eat, like meat, chicken, you know, dairy and fish. Okay. And then you've got like all these different vegetables. You've got all these different fruits. You have all these different grains. I mean, nuts and seeds and fermented foods. I mean, and so many of the foods that we do eat are vegan.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's just that society and all of these companies, they just, you know, insert the dairy. I mean, they're inserting dairy into everything. And once you also understand the different, you know, the highly, it's dairy is highly addictive. I won't go into it. There's a great book by Dr. Neil Bernard called The Cheese Trap that explains all of the chemistry behind it and the research. And there's also a great book by Dr. T. Colin Campbell, The China Study, about dairy and casein and how it turns on cancer on and off, especially breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, lymphatic cancer. You just stay away. It also is a contributor to asthma, bronchitis, any kind of respiratory type of things. I mean, it's full of pus, and the FDA allows pus, blood, dirt, urine, feces in all of dairy products. So that's actually in the US, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, probably Australia, they allow some stuff as well. I know James Askey is like really big in Australia, but yeah, it's not a health food at all.
No, especially not, no way. That's great, the Cheese Trap book. Okay, I've actually written that down. Really good, fantastic. So what's the one thing that you can share with us that the audience can implement straight away?
I would say, what's your favorite fruit? You know, or what's your favorite vegetable? I mean, I think there's a lot of people who don't eat vegetables.
Yes, I've noticed that too.
And I've noticed even like some people, like one of my friends I was hiking with, and she's like, yeah, I don't eat fruit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like the first thing I eat for breakfast. So anyways, I would pick one of your favorite fruits and just choose, you know, start maybe incorporating more of that fruit into your life. Maybe you have like a, you know, a bowl of strawberries, like, for breakfast, or you have it for a snack instead of, you know, that Snickers candy bar. What you're doing is you're being more mindful, and you're also cleansing your palate. You're starting the healing process, and you are open to change and really cultivating that self-love, that self-value, that self-worth, and really, and taking ownership and responsibility. Some people may not be ready for that, but the ownership and the responsibility and all of it, it's kind of like a domino effect. So I would say choose, you know, one of your favorite fruits and just start adding more of it in, and then maybe try another fruit, and maybe try another vegetable. You know, make your salads different. Like, they don't have to just be the same, you know, iceberg with tomato and cucumber. Mix it up. There are so many different lettuces out there, you know, conveniently boxed and washed 3 times. You know, try like some sprouts, maybe some cauliflower, you know, avocado's great. Just really start allowing yourself to expand your food choices. Maybe some nuts and seeds that you've never tried before. I love, you know, I always recommend almonds, pecans, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, hemp seeds, chia seeds. Yeah. You know, try other things. Smoothies are great too. Even just fruit smoothies. And don't worry about the sugar, because it's not the same. It's whole food, not white sugar that's been highly processed. So that's great, you know, to start.
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful. Wow. Well, that'll be a fantastic start for everyone, because as you say, not everybody is focused on that at all, you know, and especially when you've got your lower energies, we all go for the processed stuff straight away or the high carb intake. So that's wonderful to hear that we can start easily with a piece of fruit. Fantastic.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Laura. That was amazing. Such wisdom from you. Beautiful energy. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope the audience was able to get some value out of this interview, and just thank you so much, everyone, for watching.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback, as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancaderose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.